Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place and another episode of Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to all of you who have joined us on this evening for our discussion regarding lean not to your own understanding. Trust Him. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust Him. We're grateful this evening for those who have called in. At any time, if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to add to this conversation, please press 1 and we can certainly bring you in live. Thank you also to those who joined in the chat room. Hopefully we'll be able to man both of them at the same time. But if you do have a question or a comment that you'd like to share during this teaching, please dial in and press 1 and we will gladly address it. Amen. So, Father, we thank you this evening for who you are, what you're going to speak, to how you're going to empower us through your word. God, we bless you tonight. We yield to the Holy Spirit to speak to us and through us. And God, in this, we will be careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. And we count this down now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So our scripture text tonight comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, and it reads this way: Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Again, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. You know, when I read that, and I've read it times before, that passage of Scripture speaks volumes. It's a powerful, powerful scripture that we're trusting in the Lord with all our heart, leaning not to our own understanding, but acknowledging Him and allowing Him to direct our path. And I posed a question to myself first about how many times I try to figure things out, the hows and the whys. The hows and the whys. God, how is this? God, why is this? Stating that I trust Him, but not really being submissive to what He's doing in the moment. We look at ourselves as we live this life, as we live on purpose, and that we are moving about in an effort to fulfill our purpose in the earth. But because of our human nature, sometimes we find ourselves in a carnal place. And you might say, well, I'm not doing anything carnal. I'm not carnal. But you have to understand what carnality is. I know as Christians, we don't like to attach negative labels to ourselves. But the truth is, as we grow in God, we have to constantly do self-examinations and allow it to become a better teaching tool for us. So when we look at carnality, carnal means relating to physical needs, sensual or sexual needs, relating to body, contrasted with spiritual or intellectual qualities, relating to our needs versus that which God desires and needs of us and for us. That's something tough to think about, that when I am not doing things according to God's plan, when I'm not really trusting Him and relying on His understanding and letting Him lead me, that I'm finding myself in a carnal place. That sounds a little harsh, but it's truth. And when we're faced with these difficulties and we get in these uncomfortable places where we are challenging God and not leaning to what we know and understand, but really allowing God to direct us, we might find ourselves in an humbling place. I know for me, I've had to cry out, Father, forgive me. Forgive me for my shortcomings. Forgive me for my slowfulness. Forgive me for my doubting. Forgive me for my sins. And Lord, especially for me wanting to always understand what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're trying to do in my life. Father, I need you to forgive me because I'm finding my place now when I move and it's not your plan that I find myself toiling. I find myself being perplexed. I find myself being frustrated when if I had just backed up and allowed you to do what needed to be done on my behalf, I would have been in a better place. When we recognize that God knows what's best for us, he knows what he desires of us, and because the path that we take doesn't always look the way we intended it to look, doesn't always feel the way that we intended it to feel, we've still got to trust God. We've got to acknowledge him in all of our ways and truly let him direct our path. And it says, in all my ways, acknowledge him. How often have we ever gone out? We're going to venture out. We're going to take a trip. And say we're going to a familiar place only to find that the route has been changed. There's been a detour put in place, and now you've got to turn left in a place where you usually turned right, and it doesn't appear that the detour signs are giving you a clear direction, and unfortunately the GPS is not working, and you find yourself unsure. Sometimes, when we're not trusting God fully, when we're not allowing him to direct our path and we're not clearly acknowledging him, we find ourselves in that very place. That I'll move, and I think that I'm in the right place and it looks familiar. Come on, y'all, for those who are on the line that were on our Bible study on this past Wednesday and are seeking truth. You know, we talked about coming out of our comfort zone. And so now God is saying, look, if you acknowledge me and allow me to direct your path, this will be another way that you'll be able to come out of your place of comfort and let me take you where it is that I desire that you go. But my path changed. Yeah, it's going to happen. Our path is going to change. Our direction is going to change because too often we've been going the way we desire. Again, we talked about the comfortable place, getting out of your comfort zone. Too often we do that which is comfortable for us. And we don't want to take the necessary steps to change, acknowledging God, trusting him. You know, I could tell y'all stories about things that have happened in my life where I felt like I was going in one direction, that a certain situation was for me and the timing was right and this was going to just be everything I desired it to be. And to get almost to the end of that thing and to begin to evaluate the process that I've been going through to see that it was wrong. And not just a little bit wrong, but it was all wrong. And then I cried, God, oh, my God, what happened? And he would say to me, Valerie, I didn't do that. That's what you did, because you asked me a question, but then you weren't patient enough to allow me to speak to you about the situation. You thought that my silence was a yes. And then I had to throw my hands up. And so, okay, God, okay, I'm sorry. I trust you. And he said, too often, we understand what we see. And we move based on what we see. But we've got to know that God doesn't show us everything. He doesn't let us see everything. He doesn't even let us hear everything. He doesn't let us know everything. And yes, I hear you. But we can ask God for wisdom, and he'll give us wisdom. Yes, he will. He said, if you lack wisdom, ask for it. I'll give it to you. But while you're on this path to fulfill your purpose in the earth, you've got to trust me and acknowledge me and allow me to take you down the path that I need you to go on. God, but is it necessary that you change my path? Is it necessary? Yes, yeah, sometimes it's necessary. Most of the time it's necessary. Because if I let you keep going the way you're going because that's the way you want to go, guess what? You can come before me and say, God, I did this, and God, I did that, and God, I did. And he was like, boo, you were operating in carnality the whole time because you were doing what you wanted to do and refused to acknowledge me and let me direct your path. And again, imagine he's directing us. He's taking us to a place. And as long as he's allowing that place to be that familiar place, we're good. But as soon as he moves us out of our comfort zone, then we start waving caution flags and we start backing up and we start changing our mind and we start getting all willy-nilly. But God is saying, look, I need you to stay strong in me through you. So I need you to be on point. I need you to be on task. I need you to be having your ear inclined to me. I need you to be having conversations with me so that you can understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you. And then I need you to trust me. How many times have we trusted someone, some man, some woman, and they let us down? We were thinking that we were in a good place, and they were our friend, they were our comrade, to find out that they were just human and taking up a space and a place for a season. And then we have to go back, and the word tells us to put confidence in no man. But we can have confidence in him. We can trust him and not go wrong. Oh, I'm grateful. We've got several callers on the line on tonight. Amen. We're grateful. All the preachers on the line on tonight. And again, if you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to add, please press 1, and we'll gladly bring you on to allow you to share in this conversation about leaning not to your own understanding, but trusting him. I know that on the line we've got some testimonies about trusting God. Amen. And if they're willing to share, we'll gladly bring them live to do so. Amen. When was the last time you stepped out on his word and not on your own plan? When was the last time? Oh, for some, okay, when was the first time that you truly trusted God enough not to have all the answers to the questions being posed to you, not to have all the answers to the situations you were being confronted with, to feel any kind of way? Okay, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. God says, don't doubt. Don't doubt what you hear from him. A lot of what hinders is that sometimes people are questioning, is it God, is that you? I trust you and I acknowledge you, but sometimes, God, I'm questioning, is that you speaking to me? Is that direction coming from you, or am I finding myself listening to wrong voices, being moved by, again, myself, my carnality, influences of others? So God said, in order for you to know his voice, you got to spend some time with him. Spend time in prayer. Have the conversation with him. Don't just tell him what you want and need, but hear him when you have that conversation. Get in his word, because he'll speak to you through his word. He said, and when you start doing those things, start building a relationship with him, you won't question whether it's his voice, and then you'll be able to trust him more, because that's a concern for some. Prophet Nina, if you're available, if you would press one, amen, and share with us what you're hearing concerning leaning out to your own understanding, amen. 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 Praise God. We live our lives righteous living if we are trusting God. And what does it mean to trust God? I was sharing with a prophetess the other day, about how we have the ability to trust everything. We will trust any and everything. It appears more than we will trust God. We'll trust that a chair that we go to sit in is going to hold us. We trust that the key we put in the ignition of our car is going to start it up. We trust that when we go to the bank on payday, our finances are going to be in place. We can trust everything, but we don't trust God. Good evening, Prophetess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this evening?
I'm well. So what are you hearing with this about our inability to trust God and lean on him, acknowledge him, and allow him to direct our
team? Amen. A lot of what you said is so true, in that we are all in that place of comfort, and we are fearful of taking that step and moving out of our comfort zone to truly walk with God and allow him to guide the path that we should be on.
Amen. That fear factor. But, you know, again, when we look at the Word of God, the word says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but that of power, love, and a sound mind. And we talked about it again, about how the enemy will play with our minds, and that's what he will cause the manifestation of the fear and attempt to hinder us in what God has called us to. But even when we look at this scripture, I'm telling you, I go back to look at some things that God had revealed to me even back several years ago. Oh, wow. Several years ago, even 10 years ago, God had been dealing with me regarding this scripture and really not wavering in what I'm hearing from God, but trusting him. And it's because we allow the enemy to play with our minds that we get twisted up. But God said, if we trust him. Are you finding now in your walk and where you are that because of the growth in your relationship that you're trusting him, it's easier?
Oh, absolutely. And I think a huge portion of that is in one's self-esteem. It's in how you view and picture yourself. I will definitely say that I've become stronger in his word. And as I go about day to day, I'm utilizing his word and the Bible as my path to guide my day to day steps. And it is getting so much easier. And it, once you have that internal self-esteem, that internal strength, that knowledge that God is with you, what others seem to think, feel, or say about you, take a back seat, because your walk is your walk. And that's the most important thing that you begin to focus on. And I think that once you can get past what everyone else feels, thinks, or says about you, it'll make that transition so much easier.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing. I believe that we have Minister Tori on the line on tonight as well. Amen. And Minister Tori, if you are in a place that you're able to share with us, if you would press one and we would bring you live, amen, as well, just to share with us your thoughts on what it means to trust God and acknowledge Him, leaning not to our own understanding, but truly allowing God to direct our path, even when we're unsure of where it is He's taking us. And even as I look at the scripture on tonight, it really speaks to where I am, not in a bad way, but in a good way, because I know what God has spoken concerning my life and my ministry with my husband and those that are connected with us. I know what God has spoken, and it's in this season that I have to trust Him. And I cannot lean to my own understanding, because my understanding will not allow me to conceptualize the whole of what it is that God has planned for me, planned for us. And Elder Johnny Brown from Agape Ministry said on yesterday that we have to take the limits off of God. We have to take the limits off of God. And I shared with him that before we can even worry about taking the limits off of God, we first got to take the limits off of ourselves. Because once we recognize the truth of what God has called us to and who we are with Him, and if we're beginning to truly acknowledge Him in everything that we do, we don't have to worry about the limits. Amen. Amen. Pastor Linda Brown from Agape is on the line with us on tonight. Pastor Brown, if you have something to share, please press 1. We also have Evangelist Latanya Talaferro on the line with us on tonight. If you have something that you would like to share, please press 1, and I can bring you live. But I am excited tonight about this word. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. But I would just like to say that when I went to the ICU to see my family member the other night, and they had just taken her off the day before the ventilator, and she was now, you know, able to talk and explain herself. And one thing that I told her was, I said, you know, my sister, you got to trust God.
Amen.
And I even said to my husband, you've got to trust God. And I told my son, you got to trust God. And then the Lord said,
amen,
and Tanya, you got to trust me too.
Amen.
Don't you remember how I brought you out before? Don't you remember that it was me, the Lord God Almighty, that you trusted back then?
Amen.
Oh, keep your eyes and your sight on me. Because right now there are too many distractions. There are things going on that are trying to deter you from going in the right direction to where I'm leading you. But he's saying, keep your eyes on me. Don't look to the left. And don't look to the right. And I tell you, I'm shaking and shivering inside. I'm feeling a little unsettled. I'm feeling challenged.
Jesus.
But I still got to trust God. And it's,
amen.
And it just doesn't, it just feels not, you know, it's very uncomfortable. And there are times that I'm doubting, God. And I'm mad at myself for doubting God. Why? Because, I mean, he's done so much. He's never done me wrong. Why am I doubting God?
Amen. Amen. Let's hear from Minister Tori. Amen. God bless you, Minister Tori.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's funny that I would get in on this line because that happens to be my life scripture. And I remember some years ago I was on a bus on my way to work, and I was going through something, and he just said to me, "Lean not." And at the time, I didn't really know scriptures, addresses, or I didn't even know that I, you know, knew that scripture, but I found it in my Bible, and it just always stuck with me, like, lean not into your own understanding. And some people say that blind faith doesn't exist, but I think that's what it is, because his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts, but blind faith is trusting him even when you don't know what he's going to do, but you trust that he won't lead you wrong. And I was telling my cousin today, actually, that she's a scientist, and so she really struggles a lot with, you know, the why and when and how some of things. And I said to her, you know, I'm the type of person that I don't have to know how a car runs. Just the fact that they say that it runs is good enough for me. I don't really need to know what's under the hood of a car, you know. But we have to be like that. We have to trust that even though we don't know what he's going to do, that he's not going to lead us wrong. And it just blows my mind when I think about how much he loved us enough to have ordained our steps even before the beginning of time. Now, that's planning. And so if Amen. He took that much love and care and time for our lives, then there can be no better plan. There can be no more perfect plan. But it doesn't mean that sometimes we don't get scared, you know, fearful, because that's the flesh. But thank God that we can, you know, Lord, help my unbelief, because as we grow, sometimes, you know, we can give them the smaller things and like, okay, Lord, you took care of that, so I'm going to trust you with this. You know, and so it's from faith to faith that we go.
Amen.
And I told her today, actually, like, don't beat yourself up so much about it, because we can be so much harder on ourselves when we do miss that mark, that time, or when we didn't have the faith that we should have. But he knows that we're going to fall sometimes. He knows that we're going to falter sometimes. And especially when you're in a point where you feel like you're stagnant, like you're not moving, you know, and stagnant water stinks. And so sometimes we feel like that, you know, that movement. But then he also says to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So it's not always at those times that we're standing still that it stinks. Sometimes he has us standing still for a reason. And we have to trust that we're not always going to be moving at a fast pace. We're not always going to be moving, you know, step by step where you feel like you're making those steps upward. Sometimes it's a smaller incline where you can't really feel it as you're going along until, you know, you get kind of far up there. So we just have to have that kind of faith. So just lean not, even if you don't understand it. Just lean not. You might lean, but you're not going to fall.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you both. Amen. Thank you, Prophet Nina and Evangelist Latanya and Minister Tori. Thank you. Thank you all for what you shared. And it is powerful to know that we've got to get beyond our fear, we've got to get beyond our doubt in every situation that we're facing in life. We've got to trust him, and we cannot lean to our own understanding. We can't figure everything out, but we've got to trust God to know that he's going to be right there with us. Amen. So I pray tonight that as this teaching has gone forth, that it has been a blessing to each of you. We will be having prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., for those who have prayer requests, send it to us on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or email at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. We'll be back again on next Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. for another empowerment teaching. Until then, we ask every day that you do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us tonight. Good night.